Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
When you give your money to woke razor companies like Harry's and Gillette, you're funding a leftist agenda that hates your values. But what does that even mean? Where does your money actually go? Marketing. Obviously, expensive commercials showing left-wing dads chiding their sons for roughhousing with friends or helping their daughters shave their beards. We've all seen them. If they were just creative scripts, that would be one thing. Maybe Harry's and Gillette's are pretending to be woke. No, that's actually not the case. It's more real than you realize. These companies are putting your money where their mouth is and shoveling it into radical leftism and so-called racial justice and all the rest of it. Over the summer, Harry's created a limited edition razor and gave all $130,000 they made to extreme trans activist groups, including one that pushes puberty blockers and hormone therapies for kids. They donated to race-baiting organizations that sponsor workshops on racial microaggressions and liberating oneself from Eurocentric ideas. They bankroll influencers like Jazz Jennings, who at 5 years old was one of the youngest publicly documented people to transition in the world. Why the youngest? Follow your money to the next chapter of the leftist playbook. You know, we're talking environmental, social, governance, all of it. Here you'll learn that Procter & Gamble, which is Gillette's parent company, is owned by the three wokest firms on the planet. That's BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. Any surprise that Vanguard funds abortions and hosts all-age drag shows? Fun for the whole family. It's all there. And of course, when it comes to political donations, we don't have to tell you that. In 2020, the top recipient of Procter & Gamble's money was far and away, no surprise, the presidential campaign for Joe Biden. On every front, woke razor companies are using your dollars to slash at the very fabric of society across gender, race, business, and politics. How do they sleep at night? Well, just fine. On the goose down pillows you bought for them. Well, it's time for a rude awakening. Finally, you can take a stand without giving up shaving altogether. Jeremy's Razors is a blade that helps you look your best without enriching the left. One that doesn't hate your values or demand that you believe in lies. If you're not a subscriber yet, today is a great day to join because the contest is now. It's on right now. We just announced it to win Jeremy's McLaren. All you have to do is refer Jeremy's Razors to your friends. And if you do that, you might drive away in the God King's supercar. So go to jeremysrazors.com/play to jump into the competition. Remember, he's not just taking your money, he's taking theirs.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.